It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I was thinking about you as I came down the street, and this is what I brought to show you today. This you probably know very well. It's a spoon. Now, do you use a spoon or do you use a fork? Or do you use both to feed yourself? You know, there's some people who learn to feed themselves with chopsticks, and that's what these are. See, they look like wooden sticks, and that's really what they are. Right up on here, I'd like you to see something. Wait till I get my list out. I ask a man who knows Chinese very well what this writing on the chopstick meant. And I'd like you to look very closely at this writing here. And this top one means happiness. This one means wealth. This one means long life. This one means comfort, and this one means health. People think of those things as they eat with chopsticks. I think that, maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Come with me just a minute. It is Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
And there's your delivery.
Just what I wanted. I hadn't even had time to tell my friends what it was. This is a film of some people who are using chopsticks to feed themselves.
Chopsticks? Well, that should be certainly an interesting film.
I'm sure it will be.
Do you think you could sign for it right here on the dotted line?
Certainly.
Okay.
There you are. Can you watch it with us?
Well, no. Remember the horse you saw the other day?
Oh, Brambles.
Yes, that's right, Brambles. Well, Betsy and I are horse-sitting. I have to get back. We're going to groom it today. The owners are coming back tomorrow, so we'll just get it all groomed up and ready to go.
Oh, good, Mr. McFeely. Well, give Brambles and Mrs. McFeely my best.
I will. Good day to you. Good day.
Thank you for the delivery. Now, this is a film of some people who have learned to use chopsticks very well to eat. So let's just show it now, all right? And then I think I'll try myself after the film to use the chopsticks. But first, let's see people who use chopsticks very well to feed themselves.
Thank you.
happiness, wealth, long life, comfort, and health. Isn't it marvelous how they were able to use those? And did you see? Different people used them in different ways. Take them to the kitchen. See if I can find something in the refrigerator that I can pick up with these. Oh. Here's some carrot sticks. Now you could pick up the carrot stick with a spoon. Or you could pick it up with a fork. But I'm going to try to pick it up with a chopstick. Like this. There. I've practiced. And you just bring that up and eat it that way. You know, these are some carrots that Bob Tro and I grew in our garden. You know, we have a garden together. I'd just like to take them over to Bob. Let's see if he's over at his place. Come along, I'll call him. Good friend, Bob Tro. Hello, Bob. It's Fred. Yeah, I have something I'd like to bring over. Are you busy? Oh, he says he's making a birdhouse. Oh, I'd like to see that. Bring my television friend with me, all right? Okay, we'll be over in just a minute. Goodbye. He says he's making a birdhouse. Well, let's go and see what that birdhouse is like. Come along to Bob Tro's workshop.
Hello there, my friend.
It's looking good. I have something for you.
Oh.
Carrot sticks.
From the garden?
Yeah, from our garden.
Beauty. Oh, they look good.
Have one. They're all for you.
I just don't have a bite now.
Are you coming with this?
Mmm.
Your birdhouse, huh?
It's coming right along.
You know, that could be a scoop.
Mm-hmm.
For sand.
Or... What's that look like?
I don't know.
Bus comes.
Mm-hmm. Bus stop, huh?
Right.
Could be a bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the front to put on now. Mm-hmm. Is this it?
Back sides. There. That's hey. Not the one.
Oh.
That's one I tried, Fred, but see, I got it up here. All set to pound a nail in. Started the nail and I made a mistake.
How'd it make you feel?
Very angry.
I guess so.
Mm. But...
Oh, you have another there, mm-hmm. don't you?
I made another. Now we'll get that nailed on. Notice, I just happened to think, the nail... Carrot.
You could never use a carrot, though, for a nail, could you?
No.
Look. Oh.
See?
Yeah.
But they look something alike.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of tapered.
These have to be very hard.
Mm-hmm. To get through that wood, they have to be very hard. Could you steady that for me, please?
Sure.
Ah, we're getting there, hmm?
could be a shoeshine box, you know that?
With a little bowl across here? Sure. Mm-hmm.
What kind of a bird would live in that house?
A troglodytes aeaton.
A what?
Troglodytes aeaton.
Troglodytes aeaton?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sounds like a huge bird. How could that ever get into a little hole like that?
It's a huge word, but actually it's a very little bird. Wren. Troglodytes aeaton is the scientific name.
I see.
They're always very long words.
Troglodytes aeaton.
Mm-hmm.
Troglodytes aeaton.
Ah, we'll get this roof on here.
Troglodytes aeaton for a little... A big word for a little bird, huh?
That even rhymes.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. This is a tough part. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now we'll get the other side on here.
Your wren house. You know, wrens are birds that get insects.
Mm-hmm.
They eat insects.
That's exactly why we're making this one. The garden?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of insects. If I hang this out there near the garden, it'll just draw the wrens in.
Look here. Get to use that.
That's exactly the way it will be.
For a little perch.
No, that's the perch.
You'd want a shorter one than that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's good.
Well, congratulations on your house.
Thank you.
You want me to take it?
No, I want to finish painting it first, Fred.
All right, fine.
Then I'll bring it over, okay?
Yep. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Troglodytes aeaton.
Wren.
Troglodytes aeaton. That's fun to say, isn't it? You try it. Troglodytes aeaton. Those are real Greek words, you know. Yes, people who live in Greece could probably say them very well. But they sound like something that King Friday might like to say. They sound very royal. Troglodytes aeaton. Let's get the trolley. Trolley. What should we have King Friday call Troglodytes aeaton? How about a little toy bird? A little toy bird on a stick that he carries around with him. That could be Troglodytes aeaton. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe trolley for some Troglodytes aeaton.
Stop, trolley! Have you seen my wooden bird? Would you like to hear a new song that I made up for it? Good. It's called Troglodytes Aeaton. Troglodytes Aeaton. My wren is my pet, is my very royal pet. Good trog. Greet it, Troglodytes aeaton. Meet my pet, Troglodytes aeaton. Very nice. You may go now, trolley. Very good. Oh, you are a fine bird, Troglodytes. I think I'll take you down to the garden for a little... Would you like that? Fine. Welcome to the garden. Greet it, troglodytes. Come here. Eden. Meet my pet. Now you mustn't go away from me like that, troglodyte. I'll take you upstairs. Tis I, Eden. Thank you, Robert Troll, I presume.
Because it's not going to correct the schedule with me, Your Majesty.
Have you seen my troglodyte, Eden?
No, sir, I don't think so. Maybe it's in your counting house or...
Robert Troll, this bird is my troglodyte, Eden.
Oh, well, in that case, yes, sir, I've seen it.
Lovely bird, isn't it?
Certainly is, Your Majesty. What does it do?
Sits here on the stick and moves up and down like... I sing to it and carry it around.
And really doesn't do much, then?
Robert Troll, have you seen the purple panda?
Lady Aberlin, I presume.
Yes, of course. Excuse me. Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Yes. Have you seen my troglodyte, Eden?
Yes. Lovely bird.
Yes,
have you seen the purple panda?
No. Have you lost one?
Well, I was taking care of him, and now I can't seem to find him.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Well, if you gentlemen do see him, will you please tell him that I'm looking for him?
Oh, sure.
Is the purple panda your pet?
Well, sort of.
Troglodyte Eden is my pet.
Yes, and I must find him.
Let's have a little time.
Just the way I felt one time.
And so I just go from one place to another.
I thought I saw the panda here.
Well, he was here, but he just left.
Oh, no, Daniel Howell, I'll never find him at this rate.
Well, I don't know. He has a funny way of coming and going. But he says he's not going to go back to Planet Purple.
No. Well, if you see him, Daniel, tell him we really want him at the castle.
Look who's behind you.
Oh, Paul and Pauline. I thought you'd gone home.
We went to Planet Purple for a short visit.
Oh, you did?
Aye.
Oh, this is Daniel Striped Tiger, Paul and
Pauline. How do you do, Daniel Striped Tiger?
Oh, how do you do?
We do very fine.
Oh.
Did you ask the people about whether the panda could come back?
We did not ask. When one makes a 16, one does not return to Planet Purple.
Well, phooey on that. The panda can stay here, and we'll be glad to have him, won't we, Daniel?
Of course. I think he's really very nice.
He did a 16, a 16, a 16.
We know that. It's just that in this neighborhood, we're not concerned with rules that make no sense.
Those people from Planet Purple never say goodbye.
No, and they never say hello.
Did you find him yet?
Well, he was over here with Daniel, but now he's somewhere else.
Oh, boy. Hey, wait a minute. There he is over at the castle.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. We'll see you later.
Okay, tell him that he can play with me whenever he wants to.
I will.
Okay. Go on, Daniel.
Oh, so, bye.
An excellent pet, my troglodyte is. It's a wren, you see, a wooden wren.
Troglodytes, Eden.
Oh, would you like to hold him a minute?
Troglodytes. Eden.
Oh, you say that very well, troglodytes. That's right. very gently. Very good. Oh, that's all right, Trog. It's all right. Yes, the panda will be very good with you. That's it. Very good. Oh, lovely, you see. Troglodytes are eaten like you. Could you say King Friday the 13th is the finest king in the world?
King Friday the 13th is...
Oh, Panda, I'm so glad you're here.
The finest king in the world.
Oh, you like Uncle Friday.
Yes, and your Uncle Friday is letting the panda hold a Troglodytes Aiden.
Troglodytes Aiden.
Yes.
A pet panda holding a pet bird.
Yes.
Oh, look, now, a pet panda is handing a pet bird back to a royal king.
Yes, two pets here at the castle. One that stays.
And one that comes and goes.
Yes. I'm sure he'll come back again.
Yes.
Just like the trolley always comes back.
Yes, trolley.
Those Planet Purple people are confusing, aren't they? I like people to tell me when they're going to come or when they're going to go. Yeah, I like to be told about a lot of things. Don't you? What about that song that I sometimes sing? Now, I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay. How long you will stay, I like to be told. I like to be told. If it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things. All those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. True. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to know, and I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to grow. I like to be told. I like to be told. Don't you? I have an idea about a Troglodytes Aiden. With one chopstick and some paper, and scissors, and some tape. Just thinking I could... pretend that that's a bird, and just tape it to the stick. Any stick would do. Make your own Troglodytes Aiden. Troglodytes Aiden. My pet is my pet, is my very royal pet. Greet it, Troglodytes Aiden. Meet my pet, Troglodytes Aiden. You might want to put something else on this one. Make up a story. Yeah, your own kind of story. Make up your own Troglodytes Aiden or anything else. Sure. You're my friend with good ideas. Your fish, a little food for you. It's time for me to take my Troglodytes Aiden home. Bye. thought you know when we'll be together again. Next week. Yep. I like to think about you on the weekend. Gives me a good feeling to know that we are television friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day and each week a special one for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. Sure, it doesn't matter whether you use a spoon to feed yourself, a fork, chopsticks, or anything else. I like you just the way you are. What was it that Mr. McFeely brought me? This film. Mm-hmm. I'll be thinking of you on your weekend. Mm-hmm. And hope that you'll be making up some stories of your own and doing things with your family. I'll be back next week. Goodbye.
People of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.